Tuesday and Wednesday, Parashas Vayikra, Shir 279. A bocher once came to the Chassam Sefer, and he asked the following question. Give me an eitzah how I can overcome the midah of gaiva that I have. The Chassam Sefer told him, sit for a few minutes, and I'll answer you. He sat down, somebody walked in, and asked the Chassam Sefer, he has an issue. He has a daughter that he has to marry off, and he doesn't have enough money to pay for the daughter's needs. The Chassam Sefer turned to the Talmud that was sitting there and he said, give this person 300 gold coins. He should be able to marry off his daughter. The Bacher said, I can't do that. I don't have any money. I don't even have a pruta in my wallet. Some time passed and the Chacham of the city came in and they had a Shver Kasha to ask the Chassam Sefer, a halacha question. They wanted to hear the Chassam Sefer's psak on the halacha shayla. The Chassam Sefer turned and he said, do me a favor, ask this Bacher your shayla. The Bacher said, Rebbe, I didn't learn that much that I should be able to answer the shayla of these Chachamim. A little while passed and a businessman came in to ask the Chassam Sefer an Eitzah, where he should invest, how he should act in business. Again, the Chassam Sefer turned to the Bacher and he said, give him an Eitzah Taiva, he should be Matzliach in his business. The Bacher answered again, I have no knowledge in business. I can't answer his question. The Chassam Sefer turns to the Bacher and he said as follows. Very strange thing is going on over here. A Bacher who's not wealthy, he's not a big Talmud Chacham, he doesn't know business, he needs an Eitzah to overcome his Gaiva. What does he have that he should be a Bal Gaiva about? So let's think about the story for a minute. Many times people do have things that they could be Balei Gaiva about. People have wealth. People have chachma. The point that the Chassam Sefer was making is that if a person thinks about it truthfully, most people really have nothing to be a Bal Gaiva about. Yes, they have hatzlacha in certain areas. Yes, they may be unique in certain areas. But push comes to shove, is that really something that they should be a Bal Gaiva about? That's what the Chassam Sefer is teaching. When a person struggles with gaiva, it is simply fooling himself. He's not really thinking about who he is, what he has, what his hatzlacha is, where he stands in life. If a person thinks truthfully where he's holding, he won't have gaiva. Now, a person shouldn't be a shuffle. A person shouldn't think lowly of himself. But to be a bal gaiva, if a person thinks just a little bit, he will realize that he has nothing to be a bal gaiva about.